a court, you know, Dre. It's not innocent until proven guilty. We get to draw our own conclusions. No, but apparently we don't get to draw our own conclusions. You either draw the conclusion that the Washington Post wants you to draw, that Mitt Romney wants you to draw, that John McCain wants you to draw, and all the left wants you to draw, or you don't have a right to your own conclusion.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Inside Track with the Duval GOP. I'm Karen Morton, chairman of the Republican Party here in Duval County, and we are delighted to have you with us this afternoon. We've got a good forum coming up. We have candidates running for tax collector. This is a special election that is being held because the previous tax collector, Mike Corrigan, took another job and resigned this position. So it's up for election in August. And we're going to go through this in just a second. I do want to mention something very, very quickly. First of all, we are going to be available. Our candidates will be available for questions. And so if you have something that you want to ask, feel free to give us a call. The number is 904-222-TALK. That's 904-222-8255. And, you know, as I said, call in. They will be available for you. The other thing I wanted to mention, and I'll try and mention it again before we leave today, is I have been receiving some reports today that a few people in this county have been getting calls from someone who said, "Hi, I'm calling from the Republican Party, and we want you to vote for," and naming a judicial candidate. Please be aware that this is absolutely not, repeat, not the Republican Party. It's you know, we're in the heat of the election. We're into the political dirty tricks mode. And I have no clue at this point who's doing this. But please be aware that the Republican Party during the primary is not calling anyone and asking you to vote for any particular candidate. We are not doing that. So if you get that call, before you hang up on them, get the phone number that they're calling from. Find out. We need to track.
It's in India.
Yeah, it might be. I don't know. Good point. But truly, if you get one of these calls, please let us know. Call me at 904-396-4233 or 904-652-7640 and let me know that you got the call, and let me know that if you've got a caller ID number on it, because this has got to stop. This is ridiculous. We do not endorse in a judicial race, and we have not endorsed anybody.
Isn't that a violation of law for you to do, or is it simply a party policy not to do that?
It's a party policy to not endorse during a primary, except for judicial. In judicial, it's actually against the law.
Okay.
Yeah. That is not happening. It is not us. So like I said, let me know. You can all go to DuvalGOP.com. Our phone number's up there at the top. But let me know. So I want to make that clear. Okay, so with me today in the studio is Roger Henderson. And instead of just sitting here and kvetching with us like he normally does, he's also the engineer for the day. So and producer for the day. So I want to make sure that everybody says, "Hey, Roger," because he's here. And we also then have our candidates. Now, we asked all three candidates for the Republican candidates for tax collector. And Doyle Carter let me know a couple of days ago that he was unable to attend because he had a previous engagement. So he will not be here. We do, however, have Jim Overton. And Jim, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Jim, welcome. And Jim is actually calling in because he is in Tennessee to take one of his kids to a college program there. So we thank you very much for finding that phone and calling in today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And then we also have the third candidate in that race is Lake Ray. And Lake Ray has scooted over here from a lunch, and everybody's in a hurry. Everybody's going somewhere. It's you know, less than 2 weeks to the election. So, but he got here, and he's in the studio with us. Lake, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Karen. It's always great to be here with you and share a few things that are going on, always with our Republican Party, and of course, in this election coming up.
Exactly. There's so much going on around here. So I wanted to, we'll go ahead and just kind of get started a little bit. Jim, can you kind of give our listeners an idea of why you want to run for this office? I mean, you've held other positions. You've previously been in city council. You have previously been the property appraiser. Why do you want this office? Why do you want to be tax collector?
Public service is more than just a job to me. I'm committed to serving the citizens of Jacksonville. I like to help people understand how their government works and give them access to the tools they need to be a citizen, and that's rewarding to me. And I like the dedication and competence of the staff that I've dealt with in the city of Jacksonville. I think that the property appraiser's office was a good example of that when I was a property appraiser for 12 years. And I think the tax collector's office has a wonderful staff, and they do a great job, and I like working with those folks.
Okay. All right. And Lake, same question. You also have been in city council. You've been in the state representative. Why do you want to be tax collector?
Well, Karen, thanks for allowing us to be here to talk and to share a few things. The reason I want to run for tax collector and be the tax collector is I think it's time for us to move to a new phase of how government operates. And the one to do that best with is right there at the tax collector's office, because everyone is going to be in contact with the tax collector once or more a year. And we're doing things the way that we've always done them. We're changing so much, though, in how we interact. And it's a great opportunity to change to the 21st century, take things in this office to the year 2025, not how we were doing things in 2010 or before.
Okay. All right. Good reasons. Again, if you have a question for either Jim Overton or Lake Ray, please give us a call at 904-222-8255. And then we'll be happy to take your call and ask those questions. So, Jim, when you look at the position of tax collector, what is it that you want to accomplish? What's your main goal for the next session here?
Well, contrary to maybe what Lake was alluding to there, the current tax collector, Corrigan, has done a good job, and the office is well run. It's got good people. Corrigan was a steady hand. He did a good job, and I don't know that we need to sort of reorganize and start all over and rethink everything. It's improvements in this sort of an office are going to be incremental. It's a large organization, and you need to kind of map out and implement continuous improvement more so than just the blowing everything up and starting over. The technology is moving quickly, and they have adopted a system there. It's by a company called Thomson Reuters. That is a software that I'm not particularly fond of. I'll say that. I'd like to take a look at that software because I don't think it's as user friendly as it could be. So it's a more of a continuous improvement thing in an age of fast moving technology. You have to deploy the technology that's available and that you can afford, frankly, appropriately. And you got to retain those staff members that I'm talking about that are good and they already are deserving of accolades for good customer service. And so we're not in a situation where we got to start over and redo a lot of things. Now that said, there is an opportunity in this office, like every tax collector's office, to do better and to have the lines shorter and to do have a friendlier atmosphere in some cases and in a lot of cases just do things faster and better and more efficiently.
Okay, all right. Excellent answer. We are actually just about to come up on a break. So, Lake, I'm going to ask you this question when we come back from the break. Same thing. What is the main focus for you if you are elected to the office of a tax collector? So, folks, again, 904-222-8255. If you've got questions for Lake Ray and Jim Overton, give us a call. We're going to go on to a break right now. We will be back in just a couple of seconds because somebody's got to run some ads around here. And we need to do that because we got to pay for all this. So stay tuned.
Good news. You are not stuck with your healthcare plan. Really. You have a choice, and it's a great one. It's called MediShare, and if you've heard about it and wondered what exactly it is, it's a way that people share their healthcare bills, and these are people who have a common faith, who want to be part of something beautiful that not only meets their healthcare needs, but the needs of others too, and it's people who love to save money big time. MediShare members typically save $500 a month per family on their healthcare costs. That is a life changer for people. So this could be for you. Maybe it's what you've been looking for, a way to pay healthcare bills that's not only very smart financially, but it's even profound. MediShare is a nonprofit with 400,000 members nationwide who pray for and share with each other. So yes, you're not stuck. There's another way, and it could save you a lot. Find out more. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
My name is Amanda, and I am in the Life Builders Recovery Program at City Rescue Mission. I've allowed alcohol to take my career, my family, and my faith from me. I was also sexually abused and became depressed, even suicidal. It was those suicidal thoughts that became my wake-up call. I was referred to CRM by another facility that told me I needed a longer-term recovery program. A God-centered program and the counselors at CRM have given me the freedom and the willingness to open up. I no longer see myself as an alcoholic. I see myself as a child of God. I know that I am worthy of love and that I can do all things through Christ. After graduating from CRM, I want to work in the nonprofit field and be of service to others.
I'm Penny Kivett, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Does rainy weather make you nervous? Alliant Roofing says that it's time to think about a new roof. Get repairs done or ask about a roof tune-up. Once water seeps into the roof, you have a great chance of costly repairs and mold leading to health issues. Mason Fleming at Alliant Roofing has over 30 years of experience specializing in commercial and residential type roof systems. Call for a free estimate at 237-4700 or 721-7663. Alliant Roofing, Florida State Certified Roofing License CCC 132-8560. Florida State Certified Builder's License CBC 125-7928.
The way the Washington Post did it?
Well, this isn't a court, you know, Dre. It's not innocent until proven guilty. We get to draw our own conclusions. No, but apparently we don't get to draw our own conclusions. You either draw the conclusion that the Washington Post wants you to draw, that Mitt Romney wants you to draw, that John McCain wants you to draw, and all the left wants you to draw, or you don't have a right to your own conclusion.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to The Inside Track with the Duval GOP. We have with us today Jim Overton, who is running for tax collector, along with his opponent in that race, Lake Ray. And we did also ask Doyle Carter, and he is unable to be with us today. So wanted to get back to the question that we were talking about. Before the break, I had asked Jim, what was, you know, his main focus in getting into that office as tax collector? Lake, same question to you.
Karen, the focus is the taxpayer. The focus is the citizenry. The focus is service. And the focus is making sure that we make it as easy for the taxpayer as possible. We do have a lot of very good people. The office has been managed reasonably well. And we want to make sure that we continue to tee off of that, but find ways in which we can serve people in the way that they like to be served.
Okay. That's that brings up something, and I will explain this story to both of you. My experience with the tax collector in the last few months has just been ridiculous. But and it's not that there weren't good people there, because when you got in there and you finally got to be seen an hour later. You know, and they are overburdened with all this stuff, but, you go in and you get something taken care of and then all of a sudden you find out 2 weeks later, oh, I, you know, gosh, I guess I could have gotten this done too, but it didn't happen. Nobody brought it up. Nobody said this was coming up. I mean, you know, the other thing is tags, license tags. Now, I literally, I got pulled over Wednesday night, late Wednesday night, going home. Officer was wonderful. Explained, because I'm like, what did I do? She says, well, you know, did you know your tag was expired? I'm going, no. Are you kidding me? Because, you know, I don't know about the rest of you guys, unless you're Jay Leno and you're always looking at your car. Who looks at their license plate tag? Never, ever, ever in the last, God, I don't even know how many years, have I ever gotten a notice saying, by the way, your license plate tags are coming due. What, you know, like, what kind of changes are you going to make, Lake? What are you going to do to try and improve? I mean, I agree that there are good people there, but what are you going to do to try and improve what's happening and maybe see if we can make some innovations there?
I think that's a perfect question, a perfect segue into things that I have been thinking and talking about throughout this election process and looking at ways in which we can change. We changed the way that we're all doing business. We're now in an information age, and we're doing that through our cell phones, through our computers. And we all like to be communicated with and all like to interact differently. For example, some of us like to go to Amazon to make our purchases.
Uh-huh.
Some of us like to go to the town center or somewhere else to a commercial center to make their purchases. Some people do hybrids and they like to go see what they want and then they like to go order it. There's absolutely no reason whatsoever that we cannot transform the way we handle taxes and the way we interact with the public in the same manner. The public deserves the right to be able to be served in the way that they desire to be served. An example for you is that, you know, I know you've got your cell phone. Mm-hmm. Once we fully innovate and put into the process a system, it would be very easy for us to communicate with you and say, by the way, if you didn't see something, your tag is about to expire.
Yeah,
and
that would be
wonderful.
And to make
it very easy for you to go onto your phone and make that purchase of that decal and get it sent over to you.
That would be incredible. You know,
and of course, the list of those go on and on.
Right.
And before I quit on that, by the way, if you have an expired tag,
mm-hmm.
even if you're parking, even in a legitimate private parking space,
mm-hmm.
they can issue you a citation on an expired tag.
Wow. And I was very fortunate. The officer said, you know, like, she says, yeah, it's okay. You don't have any other problems. So, you know, just try and get it fixed, you know. I'm like, well, thank you so much. But she was wonderful. But yeah, it's definitely an issue. Jim, we're going to come with you to that question in just a second. We also have a caller. So I'm going to take this question. David, what's your question? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. This is David. I don't care who wins. One of the things I want to see is this convenience fee for paying my bill, tax bill, whatever. I go online, there's a convenience fee for paying with a credit card. I walk into an office, there's a convenience fee because I walked into the office. That's nothing but thievery.
How convenient, huh?
If I walk into a retail store and I walk up to check out and they say, oh, because we got a checker here, there's a convenience fee, I'm leaving.
That's a really good point.
That convenience fee needs to go. It's nothing but thievery from taxpayers, any way you look at it.
So David, you make a great point. The challenge to some of that is actually getting back into how we operate, because if you're talking about a charge card, there is a fee that's there, and there's things that can be done to drive that fee way down through the tax collector's office. But it's about being sure that we engage in that with the Visa company, Amex, or with MasterCharge.
And Jim Overton,
what about when I walk into the building and pay with cash? There's a convenience fee just because you got a building on the street. Wrong.
I just did that. And if I paid with cash, there wasn't one. It was if you wrote a check. If you write a check or use a credit card, then there were fees involved. But Jim, let's give Jim Overton an opportunity to answer as well. Jim, did you hear David's question?
Yeah, and I don't know why there'd be a convenience fee if you pay with cash that, or check. That wouldn't make any sense. I have to check that out. Lake's right, though. I mean, the credit card company is going to charge a fee. If you go to Panera's and buy lunch, you're going to get charged a fee for having used your credit card. They're going to actually take it and put it in the bill. You're not going to see it, but the company is actually going to pay 2.5% or something like that. And it is negotiable, but that's embedded in the price of the good or service. So in this case, I don't know if we've got a legal way just to put it in the tax. I don't think there is, and that's probably why they're breaking it out and telling you about it. I do agree with David, though. It's annoying to have to eat that 2.5% that the credit card company is charging. And there ought to be a way to kind of figure out how to do that. Maybe you get an annual stipend out of the general fund to take care of that. Helpful thing for the citizens, mm-hmm. so that they don't have to pay that fee. That the government would actually pick that up.
Right, David.
Which they would. Oops. If you were the vendor at a restaurant, you know, you're Panera's, you're picking that fee up. You're just putting it
right in
the price of the goods.
Right, it's figured into the cost, and that's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. David, I want to thank you very much for the call. That was an excellent question. Jim, I want to go back with you as well, because I want to give you an opportunity also to talk about what innovations you would make in the property. In the tax collector's office.
I would probably, the first thing I would do if elected, and there's not going to be a lot of transition period here because, we're going to get elected and go right into the office as opposed to having a few months to sort of look things over. But I would put together a transition team nonetheless. I've talked to a couple of people that deal with the office on a regular basis, people who buy tags, for car dealers and things like that. There's a stakeholders group out there that has an interest in the tax office, and they would love to be able to get to bring them in and sit around and talk about, okay, what's going right, what's going wrong, how is this working, how is that working, what could we improve? And you'll find out all kinds of things. I mean, when I go out and knock on doors, as I'm sure Lake's doing as well, you run into people who had bad experiences with the tax office, and they say, well, tell me about it. You get about a half an hour story then, but the fact of the matter is, I mean, it's really important to listen to people and say, wow, that's what happened to you. I mean, I talked to a fellow the other day who likes to go pay his taxes in St. Johns County because he likes it better down there. He thinks the lines are less. Now, I'm not sure statistically you can prove the lines are shorter in St. Johns County, but, the tax office is in competition with other counties for this business we call tax collection.
Wait a second. You mean to tell me that if I want to do something, I don't have to go to the tax collector's office in Duval County, even though I live here? I can go anyplace else?
It's for tags, you could, and for driver's licenses, you could. For occupational licenses and that sort of thing, you probably can't go down there.
I'm not
sure what the rule is. But if it pertains to this county, I think you'll have to be in this county to pay it.
Okay. I just wondered. You brought that up, and I'm like, that's interesting. So, okay.
But you are right. If you are parked in a private parking lot, they can come by and give you a ticket for having an expired tag. It doesn't matter that you're not on the. It's not a cop on the street that's going to stop you. It's a cop that's coming through the parking lot that's going to stop you.
You know, isn't that trespassing? I'm sorry. To me, that's that. No, now we're on to a JSO issue.
Now, the exception, I guess, would be if you're parked inside your garage with the garage door closed, I'm assuming, right?
There you go.
Well,
see, there's another issue.
If the door is closed, I think if the door is closed, you're okay. But I think if the door is open, I think they can come up, knock on the door and say, hey, you got an expired tag. Here's your ticket.
Is there any provision for being able to drive your car with an expired tag to the tax collector's office to get the tag? Or do you have to get alternate forms of transportation?
No,
to get
I don't think I would do that.
Okay.
No, you definitely
stopped, that would be my story. I can tell you.
I found out Saturday night. You've got 6 months after that tag expires to go get your without any additional fees or penalties or anything like that. So I did find that out from the police officer. But yeah, that's a subject for another day. Is the loss of privacy that we have in this nation, and why anybody and their brother can just walk onto your property and start doing things because you've left your garage door open? Really? That drives me insane. But then I'm a more liberty-minded Republican, so that drives me insane. Anyway, we're Jim, hold on for us. We're going to continue after the break here. We've got a regular half-hour break, so we're going to get a news update and that kind of thing, too. So don't go away. We've got more coming, and just stay tuned. Inside Track with the Duval GOP.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. What could inspire a man to kill his own family? That's what police in Frederick, Colorado say they're trying to figure out after arresting a man who they say did just that, as they hold 33-year-old Christopher Watts in the disappearance of his 34-year-old wife, Shannon, and their two daughters. They say the woman's body has been found. They believe they know where the daughters are as well. Legendary singer Aretha Franklin has died at age 76. President Trump paid tribute today to her career. Beyond her dozens of hits, Franklin also performed at the inauguration of President Obama and at the funeral for civil rights icon Rosa Parks. Funeral announcements expected in coming days. It would appear builders are losing some of their optimism. Housing starts ticking up by just 0.9% in July, a sign that higher construction costs might be weighing down on some home builders. On Wall Street, the Dow's booming up 423. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Jennifer Candelino for Snyder Air Conditioning. Should you repair or replace your air conditioning system? It's a question that our customers ask us every day. So Snyderman has put together a short quiz to help you make your own decision. Just log on to SnyderAC.com, take the short quiz, and decide for yourself. Repair or replace? Your answer will become very clear. And our repair or replace quiz is easy. Simply log on to SnyderAC.com and answer the five short questions. There's a reason that Snyder Air Conditioning has been Jacksonville's leading air conditioning company for over 40 years, with the highest quality products and only honest and reliable workmanship. Every Snyder technician has been certified and professionally trained and committed to 100% customer satisfaction. At Snyder, they know you expect your comfort needs to be fixed right the first time. So log on to SnyderAC.com today and take the short quiz, repair or replace. Call Snyderman today at 641-0600. License number CAC 1813307.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Almost every day, we see customers who've shopped around and are totally confused about how to select a diamond. They're looking for someone qualified who'll tell them the truth and they can trust. They've heard about certificates on diamonds, wholesale diamonds, internet diamonds, deals that a friend of a friend can get them, and the prices that range from unbelievably low to unbelievably high. One of the reasons for the confusion is if you look at the factors of grading a diamond, after you know the carat weight, there are 11 grades for cut, 21 grades for color, 11 grades for clarity, so you have 2,541 different possibilities, all with different prices. That's where Underwoods helps straighten out the confusion, because we have the American Gem Society credentialed professionals that'll help guide a customer to the right diamond for them, one she'll be happy with for the rest of her life. So come by and let one of our professionals help you. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church, invites you to worship with them. 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study. 10:45 a.m. Sunday, expository preaching of God's Word. 7 p.m. Sunday, expository preaching of God's Word. 7 p.m. Wednesday, Bible Q&A with fellowship meal. They're located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road in the heart of Mandarin, just 1 mile south of I-295.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Everybody, welcome back. You're listening to the Inside Track of the Duval GOP. I'm Karen Morton, chairman of the Republican Party here in Duval County, and we are joined in the studio, or actually next door to the studio.
Yeah, I'm in enough room all together today.
I know, you're like totally so far away.
It's busy on this side of the window. That's why I'm not, you know, interjecting as often as I would if I were in there with you. There's a lot going on, but
I know there is.
Yeah, I'm answering the calls, watching the clock for you, and that kind of thing. So if someone has a call they'd like to post to the candidates, feel free to call in.
There you go. See, this is why I love this guy. He's wonderful. Plus the velvet voice, as usual.
Thank you.
So Roger Henderson is always, always there for us, and he's a great guy. I wanted to just mention very, very quickly, if you are looking today, if you've seen the Times Union, which I don't normally look at, but hey, a lot of people still do. Don't know why. But if you've seen today's paper, you'll see that there's an article regarding the school board district 6 candidates that are out there. They did not make an endorsement. They did give a rundown of basic qualifications of each of the 6. And I just wanted to let you know that indeed, as the Republican Party, we want to make sure that you know who the Republican candidates are on that ballot. They say it's a nonpartisan race, and indeed, legally it is. And the candidates cannot tell you how they're registered, which party they're registered with. But I can, and I think it makes a big difference because people are looking for someone on school board who's going to uphold some of the same issues, same moral qualities. They're looking for people who uphold the standards of what we consider to be Republican conservative standards. And so there are 6 candidates in the school board district 6 race, but 3 of them are Republicans: David Chauncey, Charlotte Joyce, and Monique Tooks. So when you're going to take a look at your ballot and you're going to cast your vote, please keep in mind that those 3 candidates, David Chauncey, Charlotte Joyce, and Monique Tooks, those are your Republicans. And also, the only Republican, if you're in school board district 2 out beaches and intracoastal area, the only Republican on your ballot for school board is Nick Howland. Nick Howland. If you don't see one of those 4 names that I just went through, then you don't have a Republican on that ballot.
Karen, you're doing a great job. Are you still taking on Lisa King? You've been embattled with her quite a bit.
I have. once in a while, things we clash a little bit. Yeah, I mean, I tell you, you know, Lisa is the chairman of the Democratic Party here in Duval County. She's going to do her thing, obviously, and she's going to do what she can for her candidates. But if there's too many shenanigans going on, or you know, something is just outrageously inappropriate, we're going to say something for sure. No. We're not backing down because it's Lisa King. You know, give me a break. But yeah, no. We that's obviously our purpose. We are the Republican Party of Duval County. We're not the oh gosh whatever party of Duval County. We're the Republicans. It is our job to make sure that our voters are educated so that you have every opportunity to vote for good Republican candidates. So again, that's why I bring up these names for school board. If you don't see Dave Chauncey, Charlotte Joyce, Monique Tooks, or Nick Howland on your ballot, then you don't have a Republican on there, just to be sure. Okay, so getting back to the tax collector's office here. Again, Doyle Carter cannot be with us today. Jim Overton is with us by phone from Tennessee, and Lake Ray is here in the studio. So I kind of wanted to talk about background. Jim, why do you feel that you are qualified or the best qualified to be tax collector? What have you done that kind of seals that up?
I'll take that one and go with it, but let me just say first why I'm in Tennessee.
Okay, please do, yes.
My son, after his second try, got into the University of Tennessee Veterinary College, and tomorrow morning we start a day of parent activities where they take us through the labs, they go through the curriculum, and we meet all the professors and the other kids that are starting in the class in the veterinary college. And then at the end of the day, they present the kids with their first lab coat. And everybody takes
that's
a picture.
Cool.
Everybody, it's a family picture. So I got to be there for the family picture. That's
absolutely, absolutely. And congratulations to your son. That's a major accomplishment to be accepted into veterinary school. And that's exciting. That's very exciting.
I think there are 90 something kids in this class, and 8 of them are male.
You know what?
Wow.
We had an intern at the station years ago who was initially majored in veterinary medicine, changed her mind, and the reason why is that they made sure that all the students understood that this is a very rigorous major, because unlike a medical doctor, you know, human beings are human beings are human beings. They're generally the same type of treatment for everyone, but you've got to know all different types of animals and different treatments that each of them have to have if you want to become a vet. It can be more challenging than being a regular medical doctor.
Wow.
Well, the difference between a snake and a dog, you know, it makes a difference.
It does make a difference.
Absolutely, yeah.
Bring in your canary or bring in your, you know,
it's
cat.
It sounds like in the legislature, there's all kinds of animals that you deal with over there.
Yeah.
Okay,
you know,
so Jim.
An interesting thing for Lake to say.
Yeah.
I think the public, you know, the voters should know about me. I've got a background in management and leadership in both the private sector and in the public sector. I was for a long time, I ran a family electronics business where we did, you know, sold equipment like you're looking at there in that studio, all those mixing consoles and microphones and transmitters and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that was the family business, and I launched a new venture later on in television production and did a lot of political commercials for a long time. So I've been in that business, too. In Jacksonville City Council, I was on the Jacksonville City Council, president of the council, chairman of the finance committee, which is kind of the big job in the council. So I've got this private sector view. You know, I've got longer in the private sector than I am in the public sector.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got that private sector view that I bring to public administration. I think that really kind of helps me because I've not always been in the public sector.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. And Lake.
Everybody in this race is a Jacksonville native. That's very unusual in Jacksonville to find, you know, four people running for office, and they're all from here.
Yeah, that is, you are right. That is a little unusual nowadays. I mean, there's so many, well, I'm not from Jacksonville. I mean, so many people have moved to here for various reasons that, the old originals, you know, are getting fewer and fewer. That's true. All right, so Lake, what qualifies you to be a tax collector?
Well, great. The reason I'm qualified is I'm a professional engineer. I've owned my own company. I later merged in with a number of different companies and was over about 275 people with staff and with the consultants that I was working with, mm-hmm. handled millions and millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars in projects. And it was, of course, very detailed work, making sure that you had quality control, quality assurance of your projects, because if you had something go wrong, you could kill somebody in engineering. You can certainly cause a lot of property damage. I was always known and am known as an innovator, and I took that policy making capability to the city council, where I put forward a number of very important issues and items. I worked in the economic development side of things. Most people knew me more for working on the ports and working with our governor and getting things for our ports. Also, a number of people have known me for the innovation of intelligent transportation systems, how we were looking at changing the way we do and operate in our roads. Combining all that together with the public and the private side, it makes a perfect combination, because in order to make a difference, we can't do business as usual. And not doing business as usual means that we're going to have somebody that's going to be an innovator taking us to the next level. Currently, I'm the Manufacturers Association president here, mm-hmm. First Coast Manufacturers Association. And we have about 45,000 employees, and the entire industry is changing. And so it's about how we're going to make that change. And it's a perfect segue into how do you do that at the tax collector's office and make a difference. But there's a lot of issues that are out there that need to be put forward. I think we may be able to, we're on the process of about to go into a break, and I know that Karen's looking, there's some communications going on here, but
we had a caller, but he hung up, so I'm not quite sure what he wanted. If you want to call back, we still will be happy to take your call.
So anyway, you know, I look forward perhaps in the next segment that we can talk about controls and things that need to be put in so that errors are not made in the office. Some that have happened in the constitutional office, and it's time to make sure that we look at that in the future to protect that from happening.
Okay. All right. Well, we are coming up on another break, so we will be back with the last segment. Stay tuned, and we'll We'll continue on with this. This has been a good discussion. We're going to wrap it up here, but stay tuned, and we'll be right back after these messages. I appreciate it.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
Is Greystone Kitchens better than the big box stores for your new cabinets and countertops? About 1,000,000%. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. We are 1,000,000% better for cabinets and countertops, and I can prove it. Better selection, styles, and options. 100% better. Any color you can imagine. 100% better. Faster turnaround and completion. 100% better. You get a hassle-free fun experience and a contractor that listens to you and brings your dreams to life. It all adds up to 1,000,000% better. For the first time ever, our quick cabinet and countertop makeover is on sale this month. We just got 2,000,000% better. Don't let a store clerk design or manage your project. Get Greystone Kitchens to do it, and you'll have me. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Find us at GreystoneKitchens.com. State licensed contractor, CRC 1330991.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
To ensure your vehicle's maintenance and repairs are done properly and at a fair price, call Stewart Automotive Repair. This family-owned operation is an official NAPA Auto Care Center with ASC-certified mechanics that have the know-how to diagnose and repair almost any foreign or domestic vehicle that comes their way. Stewart Automotive Repair. Great people. Great service. Located behind the Kangaroo Store at Beaches. Call 992-6868. Online at stewardautomotiverepair.com. That's stewardautomotiverepair.com.
WBOB tackles the issues.
The anti-war movement in Vietnam, the civil rights movement, in the 60s and early 70s, both of those were much more civil in tone. Even the anti-war movement was more civil in tone, but certainly the civil rights movement among the people who were protesting.
Every day.
Oh, Supreme Court, big ruling in favor of the faith-based pregnancy centers in California. Woo!
WBOB. Your 2018 election authority.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Inside Track of the Duval GOP. And I just want to, again, make sure that you know there are people who are making phone calls out there indicating that they are the Republican Party and urging you to vote for a particular candidate. Please be aware that we are in a primary until August 28th. The Republican Party has not endorsed anybody. We are not making those phone calls. So if you get that call, you need to find out, take a look at that caller ID and see if you can get that down and get it to us. You can give us a call at 904-396-4233. Or you can call me at 904-652-7640 and let me know what happened. And like I said, get me that phone number of the person who called you. Because it is not correct. It is not true. The Republican Party is not calling you and asking you to vote for a particular person in the primary. Also wanted to mention DuvalGOP.com. And we're always sending people there. DuvalGOP.com. You can find the list of the school board candidates that are Republicans. You can also find the information regarding the judicial races, the judges, what their political philosophies are. It's right there on that front page of DuvalGOP.com. And, of course, we are gearing up the the August primary is right around the corner. And then November 6th is the general election. Very, very short period of time to get a whole lot done. Once we have our primary and once we have our nominees, then we are busy, busy, busy making sure that everybody gets out to vote. And we need your help. So if you go to DuvalGOP.com, you can click on the button that says volunteer and you can sign up right there. There's a whole list of different kinds of things that we need help with. And please let us know what you can do to become part of the solution, because we want to make sure that we continue to drain the swamp and keep Republicans in power, not only Washington but Tallahassee and locally as well. So DuvalGOP.com. Also want to mention this evening the River City Republican Club, which is right here in the Salem Center on Bonneval Road, is hosting Mike McAllister, the statewide candidate running for Department of Agriculture Commissioner. So if you would like to hear or meet Mike McAllister, that is this evening at the River City Republican Club. It starts at 6 o'clock. Again, you can go to DuvalGOP.com and get the specifics and the address. So if you want to see Mike McAllister, please come out tonight. So I'm going to get back to Jim Overton and Lake Ray, who are running for tax collector. The other Republican candidate, Doyle Carter, could not be with us today. I want to get back to, I'm going to have a final question and then just give you an opportunity to let people know where you're, how to get a hold of your campaign. But my final question is, what, and I'm going to go, Jim, what is, you got 2 minutes, what is, why should people vote for Jim Overton over the other two candidates? Why you?
Well, as tax collector, I'm going to approach this job the same way I did at the property appraiser's office, with a mix of professionalism and progressiveness and customer outreach. We turned that organization around from a very inward-looking organization that was kind of in a bunker mentality to an outward focus. And as a matter of fact, we won the International Award for Public Relations 1 year from the IAAO, which is the International Association of Assessing Officers. So I'll run it differently than maybe it's been run in the past, but I really respect the people that are there, and I want to push it along that way. It's a public administration job that we're having a political race to decide who's going to be this person. And there are four qualified candidates, frankly, from a political standpoint. But from a professional administration, a public administration standpoint, I'm the best qualified of this group, and that's my key selling point, and that's what I'm running on.
Okay, all right, and so we're going to turn to Lake Ray here, and Lake, I'm going to ask you the exact same question. What makes Lake Ray the best qualified for tax collector?
Well, first and foremost, it's my background, my experience, my knowledge of handling things, my innovation. But mostly it's about looking at ways that we're not going to do business as usual. There were some major issues that happened under Jim's administration that haven't been pointed out. The public really has not been made very aware of those. And that's that he made $186 million error in property appraiser assessments out at Jack's Beach, which cost them thousands of dollars in either lost and or increased taxes. He also failed to go after homestead exemption fraud. Our current property appraiser, Jerry Holland, has uncovered $12 million that primarily have rolled over since the time he got in office, going back to 2010. Not paying attention to details is something that's unacceptable. I would have been fired from my job as an engineer. There was no quality assurance, no quality control, and no going after things that were so important to us. We can't stand business as usual. It's time for a new tax collection. I ask for your vote in the August 28th election and throughout the early voting. Go to my Facebook, and you can follow me also on my website at electlakeray.com.
Okay, and Jim, I'm going to give you 1 minute, because we're running out of time here. 1 minute.
Okay, so the guy who made the mistake was a math major, and he hadn't made a mistake in 20 years. I didn't catch it when I signed that role for the Jack's Beach.
We were totally transparent about that. It just happened to be after the trim notice had gone out, so we'd already set the rate. Had it been before the trim notice, it would have been absolutely a no problem at all. So I went down to the beach, explained the situation. They made one motion, took one vote. It took 5 minutes. They changed their millage rate, and that was the end of that.
So that was an increase in taxes is what that was, Jim. Millage rate increases is taxes.
It was a very small increase in taxes, but that was not from the beach standpoint. It was like they were like perfectly okay with it. It was not a problem. It was like, as I said, we owned up to it. We fixed it. It turned out not to be that big a deal.
It wasn't a big deal if you didn't live at the beach, but I guess it was if you lived at the beach, because the people out there have told me it was a very big deal. And, and by the way, your control of that is a quality control plan, and apparently you didn't have one because this wouldn't have happened. And, you still have no explanation of why you didn't go after the homestead exemption fraud. $12 million.
I don't think we've got time here, but
$12 million a year would have paid for your $12 million a year would have paid for the operation of the office.
We increased fraud recoveries the last 3 years I was in office. We realized there was an issue going on. And also, the market's much different now for Jerry Holland. We didn't have, Airbnb like they've got right now. And homestead fraud is an interesting subject, and I think you're all wrong with your numbers on that, by the way. We can talk about that some other time. We've got more time.
Okay. We're getting down to the end here, so I want to give each person an opportunity to just do 1 minute on, again, why me? Why should you vote for Jim Overton? And Jim, please be sure that you give us the website and any contact information so people can get a hold of your campaign.
All right, the website's www.jimoverton.com, so that's easy enough. Jimoverton.com, you can find it quickly. If this were your business, if this were your $2 billion a year cash flow business, who would you hire? Would you hire someone who's got the right kind of experience, or would you hire someone essentially the people that came out of the legislature or the legislative process? I'm the only person in this race that's got that kind of experience, that public administration, running a big bureaucracy. I've got a degree in public administration. I've got a bachelor's degree in business administration, so I'm a good fit for this job. If it were your company, who would you hire?
Okay, excellent. Jim, thank you. And Lake Ray, 1 minute, why Lake Ray?
You would hire somebody who has good private experience, that knows how to manage issues, items, goes after the work that he's charged to do, puts quality control in, is no longer business as usual, is accountable for what he has to do, and doesn't fail in one position and decide that he can go to another. This isn't a legislative opportunity. This is management, and it is management skills that I've exhibited repeatedly, and I've been a very, very successful private sector man.
Okay. I want to thank both of our candidates who are with us today. Jim Overton, thank you so very much for taking time on your trip to give us a call and be a part of this process. Thank you.
And you're welcome.
Take care, and again, congratulations to you. Also, Lake, thank you for being here with us and being part of this process. This is exactly the kind of thing that voters need to hear in order to try and make a decision, because, we've got three Republicans on the ballot. And it is, as I said before, Doyle Carter was not available to be here with us today. So, again, thank you to Jim Overton. Thank you to Lake Ray. And we appreciate it. If you have questions at all about things that are going on, or you want more information, or you want to volunteer, the place to go is DuvalGOP.com. And, we can contact us, 396-4233, and we're there for you. Give us a call, get onto the website, and remember, next week, next Thursday, 2:00, it's the last Thursday before the election. Stay tuned.